Ali Turki Ali came here in June.
I left Syria because of the war. It's very dangerous to live there. I tried to stay there a long time after the war began, but then I couldn't stay because the military sought me out to fight with them.
To avoid being forced to fight, Ali left with just one bag. He joined family in Turkey. There, Ali met diplomat Mark Ward at the United Nations office. Mark's son Peter is Ali's sponsor in the United States. Ali says he's hoping his family can come here too.
Right now, for a short time, they can stay there, but for all their life, they can't stay there. They can't be a citizen. They don't have any right.
The danger in Syria is real. On the day Ali traveled to the United States, his sister and her husband were killed by ISIS fighters. After 5 months in Eugene, Ali, who's 34, is settling in. Peter Ward marvels at his English skills.
It's amazing to hear as much as he can say now after having seen him come off the plane. Huge difference.
What are your plans?
My plan, the first, I have to improve my English. I have to speak English very well, like American people. Then I hope to transfer my degree, return to teaching.
Ali taught math in Syria. After a newspaper article about Ali, he was contacted by the proprietor of a retirement plan company.
He told me he usually hires mathematical people. When he read my article, he wanted to help me, and I have a math degree, so he called me. I have a job for you.
Ali says he'll start his new job in January. Ali has found a second family with Ward and his relatives who've welcomed him in.
Anyone, I think he will miss his home, but I think it's a very safe place, good place, quiet place, and I like the weather here. The important thing is people, they are very friendly.
Ali has found a friend in his sponsor, Peter Ward, and Ward feels the friendship will be lifelong.
It's taught me a lot about what strength is and what someone can do if they have to. And to see him come here and he doesn't have the luxury of going home, he has to stay here and make a new life, and there's no choice, really.
When I ask Ali about the current political backlash against Muslim refugees in the U.S., he says it worries him.
Especially for my family. My family, they are Muslim. I am Muslim. But now I am here. I think all of the people like me, I'm not ISIS. Not all of Syrian people, they are ISIS.
Ali has a genuine fear of ISIS based on personal experience. He says the people who want to leave Syria are fleeing because their lives are in danger.
Before the war, nobody wanted to leave Syria. Nobody wanted to change their life. But now they want to leave because they don't have any choice. They have to leave or they will kill.
They have to leave or they will be killed. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Rachel McDonald.